There were some moments, some defense, and then some late arriving offense. I won't call it fashionably late. It was late. Brewers fall 8-6 today. Colin Ray fell behind 3-0 in the first three innings of this game, thanks to a two-out, two-strike, two-run homer from Jack Sawinski in the first, and an RBI double from Brian Reynolds in the third. Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 tonight. I mean, tip your cap sort of thing. Brewers' offense wasn't doing much as well. They had left four runners on base in the first three innings. In the fourth, a little help from the defense from Bryce Terang.
Rays 1-2 pitch. And that is a one-hopper into the glove of Terang at second. He spins and throws to first in time to get McCutchen. Put some gold on that glove. Bryce Terang, simply phenomenal.
He has been great as of late. That was Lane Grindle on the call here on WTMJ. When you look at some of the leaderboards when it comes to defensive run save, when it comes to outs above average, Bryce Terang is all over them for the Brewers and for Major League Baseball. He is a positive defender at second base. He is certainly going to be a contender in the Gold Glove race this year. How about some more defense as well? Willy Adames on the other side, his battery mate to turn to.
Here's the first pitch to Jared Triolo. A couple of hops deep in the hole, short. Fielded by Adames. Throw to first in time. Wow. Willy Adames.
When you make Lane say wow, something good happened for sure. But the Brewers still trailing 3-0. Then the Pirates added on with two more in the seventh, thanks to an RBI single from Kutch and an RBI single from Cruz. The Brewers offense finally woke up in the bottom of the seventh, but there was a fatal error with it with Willy Adames.
1-0. Adames hits it in the air into right field. It's carrying. Back goes Reynolds. Back onto the track. Reaches out and hits off the fence. Brewers have broken through. Scoring from second, Monasterio. Right behind him, Contreras. Here's a relay to third, and Willie's out. He tried to make it a triple, and he makes the final out of the inning at third.
Just can't happen. Can't try to run on O'Neill Cruz. Threw him out with a 94-mile-an-hour Cruz missile, if you will. However, the highlight of the night came in the eighth inning. The Brewers rally starting to form from the same guy on the mound in the lefty, Fleming. He was still out there. And then Fleming, armed with another couple of runs, thanks to a two-run shot from Yasmani Grandal, you're thinking 7-2, leave the lefty out there, no big deal. Well, Perkins led off with a bloop single. Sal Frelick had an infield single. Then it was Joey Ortiz who hit a ground ball towards short that was bobbled by the shortstop, O'Neill Cruz, and ended up being no play. So it loaded the bases, and Bowers, left on left, stayed in there to take on the lefty Fleming. And on the seventh pitch of the at-bat, the first extra base hit of the year with the bases loaded.
The 3-2 delivery. High drive, deep right field. Back goes Reynolds. Grand slam! The Brewers are within a run! It's 7-6 Pittsburgh. Jake Bowers delivers in the eighth inning.
Prior to that at-bat, the Brewers were just 3-for-30 this season with the bases loaded, given all their success with runners in scoring position early in the season. It's just funny that it's made it this far for the bit to continue, and that is the first extra base hit, of course, a grand slam. Bowers' first career grand slam. But that would be it for the Brewers' offense. Also, just for twisting the knife, Brian Reynolds would hit his fifth hit of the night, a solo homer off Yoel Piamps in the top of the ninth inning, and bring us to our final score of 8-6.